We begin today's podcast with an investigation into the purpose and use of sex toys. You may uncover your real sexual identity and fulfill your full orgasmic potential using one or several of the various sexual aids. Next, we delve into the secret properties of the flowering plant called caper and find out its amazing effects on the human body. Finally, join us in a relaxation, the first part of an article which teaches us the great value of relaxing properly. Today's meditation is on the state of beatitude and will be accompanied by music. Amaris, Tiger Lily, and Valentino will be your yogi hosts through these revelations.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Virginity, where to? Although everyone seems to be familiar with the term virginity, its initial meaning is unknown to most people. In antiquity, this term was not attributed to women who had not had any sexual experiences. Rather, it referred to the social and even psychological state in which a woman was not tied to a man. It meant she was independent. Only when marriage, possessiveness, and monogamy became leading rules in our society did the fact of whether or not the woman was untouched, pure, and innocent begin to grow in importance. Proofs of the woman's virginity were asked for, and so various habits regarding the loss of virginity began to emerge. Medically speaking, it appears that many people have been wrong and that many innocent women have had to suffer because of these aberrant preconceived ideas. Here is what statistics tell us. Only 42% of women are born with a hymen that bleeds. 47% have a very flexible hymen, and 11% have such a thin hymen that it may break during normal movements of the body. Under these circumstances, can the hymen still be such a strict criteria as it has been for centuries? For a long time, virginity has been considered as a state that should be preserved for as long as possible, being guarded as a precious treasure that needs to be given only to the most passionate and perhaps loving of all competitors. The mothers and grandmothers of so-called cultured environments had a saying, "For a woman to lose her virtue is worse than to lose her neck." Even if the words have changed, the mentality has remained the same. For women especially, the importance of preserving their virtue was a taboo subject. Meanwhile, men were allowed and even encouraged to lose their virginity. They were admired and congratulated on the occasion of this event. Any man playing the role of a Don Juan in daily life is regarded with great admiration and considered an intelligent lady killer, of whose virtue nobody cares. Moreover, his affairs are considered funny, amusing actions that test his virility, exemplifying his capacity to control the feminine nature. However, these days things are a bit different, and this is visible due to the fact that a great part of the traditional values on feminine virtue have changed. Nowadays, nobody needs to steal anybody's virtue. Moreover, preserving it is considered a kind of old, obsolete habit. Men and women are equally free to lose their virginity whenever they want and with whomever they choose. Nonetheless, the loss of virginity remains a crucial moment in each of our lives. Undoubtedly, even today, the loss of virginity may be just as traumatic as 50 years ago. Because it is sometimes confusing and at other times exciting or even frightening, it represents at the same time the passage to adulthood. However, this passage is sometimes caused either by a desire to rebel, by curiosity, and at other times by a strong sexual drive, but unfortunately, rarely by love. The loss of virginity may mark the future of the sexual life. Is this a commonplace experience? Is it caused by a daily necessity? How does a person prepare for this important chapter in their lives? Most people are not aware of the great impact this experience has on the sexual life of the young adult. The moment in which the virginity is lost may radically and definitely mark the future sexual life of a person. Therefore, each of us should prepare before taking this big step. Virginity, where to? Here is what Dan recalls. Quote, I was at a party and I was pretty excited by the girl I was dancing with. We had been studying and hanging out together for more than 6 months. We went up into the bedroom and began kissing. You know how things go from one to another at times like that. We began to caress each other everywhere. Although we were both really scared, we were at the same time too excited to stop. End quote. Did the first erotic experience offer this young man everything he wanted? Everything he expected? It was all so fast, we were so afraid that someone might show up through the bedroom door that I ejaculated almost instantly. Dan says, did his girlfriend get to have an orgasm? Frankly, I do not know. I hope she did. This is one way of losing your virginity, not the most desirable indeed. However, there are also pleasant instances, such as the one below. Jenny, a young woman of 18, tells us, I gave myself to my lover when I was 15. We were on a trip in the mountains. We had been together for 2 years. He was also 15, and we were totally in love with one another. The event was sweet and intimate, and I really felt it was a step forward in my erotic life. Mary, 29, confesses, Although I had begun to stimulate myself from the age of 12, I still hadn't learned how to let my body go with its desires, with its instincts. I could not feel the savory pleasure that I now experience every time. Luckily for me, my lover was older and more experienced than me, so he knew exactly what and how to do it. He also had a great sense of humor and knew how to make me feel at ease under any circumstances, so I was not inhibited. I was a bit nervous, as anyone should be, but things were under control and his help and care were most welcome and appreciated. Most women choose, for their first sexual adventure, older, more experienced lovers. Men also go for the same qualities, choosing older women, sometimes even the friends of their mothers, or their bosses' wives, or their teachers. 20% of women hide from their lovers the fact that they were virgins. A survey performed on the disputed theme of virginity indicates that no less than 20% of the women have hid this fact from their lovers. Well, this percentage is much higher in the case of men, 50%. This fact was explained before. The preconceived idea that a man's virginity is not considered a prize, as in the case of a woman. Men are supposed to have erotic experiences from an early age. Most people who answered the survey have stated that their first sexual experience took place in a car, in a friend's house, in a cabin, or outdoors on the green grass. Only one person confessed it happened in an elevator. How original. A boy chose an alley in the park, and another gained his manhood after a tough fight on his girlfriend's kitchen table. Most people have reported that the decision was mutual, but 25% of the women confessed they had been talked into doing it by their lovers. However, this is a big surprise. 33% of the women said that they chose their first lover on the basis of love. Curiosity, especially among men, was claimed as another important reason for getting there. A striking fact is the following. Only very few women base their choice on the physical aspect of the man, as compared to the great majority of men who are actually driven by it. The problem of virginity certainly appears at least once in every woman's life. We say that because there are women who sometimes actually go to doctors to regain their virginity. Was your first erotic experience successful? Was it as you wanted it to be? Or was it something transient, without importance, to which you wouldn't want to look back?
This is Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Valentino. The Relaxation, Part 2. Every day, in the depth of our tissues, thousands of cells die and are replaced with new cells. The nervous cells are the only cells that do not have a regenerative function. These cells are the most intimate support of what is usually called our personality. Consequently, if we do not take proper care of them, if we exhaust them, we actually accelerate the process of their destruction, and as they are irreplaceable, we destroy our vital potential and our chance of having a long and happy life. The yogic relaxation opens up the door to our inner world, allowing us to bring in fresh energy to our nervous cells. The purpose of deepening your relaxation is the relaxation of all your muscles, including those that we usually ignore. There are some exercises that will help you realize the difference between your normal, ordinary muscular state and the relaxed one. In order to test your state of abandon and relaxation, try the following simple exercise. Stand on your feet, soles spread approximately to the width of your shoulders. Lean forward until your torso forms a 90-degree angle with your feet, allowing your arms to balance freely. Let them oscillate from left to right, under the impulse they get from the body, avoiding the direct implication of the arm muscles during this act. Another method to help you deepen your relaxation is as follows. Fill the tub with warm water. Get inside and relax. Let your body float on the water and enjoy the feeling of warmth and the lack of weight. You should have approximately the same sensation when relaxing. After fully enjoying this sensation, let the water drain gradually, and when the tub is empty, you will once again have the sensation of weight. Thus, you will be able to tell the difference between the two states. The first stage in deepening your relaxation is to learn how to create at will the sensation of weightlessness. These exercises will prepare you to fully relax, and to be able to relax properly when doing Shavasana. Lie back as described before, with your feet and arms spread and your hands facing up. Your head should be towards the north and your feet towards the south. First of all, become aware of your breath. Observe the rhythm of your breath without influencing it in any manner. Although this may seem difficult in the beginning, you have to act slowly, because even the fact that you become aware of your breath determines a change in its pattern, and you end up altering it involuntarily. The most important thing is to become aware of where and how you breathe, and to continue until you attain a slow rhythm, generating a state of calmness and peace. If you breathe irregularly, you will notice that you will not be able to attain a state of calmness and inner peace. Continue to breathe calmly and regularly until this rhythm settles in. From the moment in which you feel relaxed, you may start to influence your breath. Impose a different rhythm for your breath, exhaling slowly but not deeply. Gradually increase the time of exhalation until it lasts about 2 times more than your inhalation. In yoga, the relaxation and your breath are in close connection. A newborn baby will have the same pattern of breathing as described above. After this, try to stop your breath for a second. Breathe out and then hold your breath for several seconds while focusing your attention on the level of Manipura chakra. Furthermore, imagine that you are somewhere sunny and that the sun is warming up this area of your body. After fully experiencing this sensation of warmth, you can get right down to the relaxation. Start with the left toes, the sole, the ankle, etc., as described in our previous article. Then try to create a sensation of warmth in the areas you have just relaxed. The yogic relaxation is always performed from your feet to your head and from left to right because of the following reasons. First, we have to begin with the left side because in yoga, it is known that this is the side that is most receptive. Furthermore, the direction of the relaxation is from the feet to the head because it is important to first relax the muscles to have more volume and only then the smaller muscles of the face. So good luck and have a successful relaxation.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the state of complete success. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: the state of complete success. Let us begin.
That concludes our broadcast. Have a nice day, everyone.